Pastor John was talking about closed doors. I was kind of thinking about this and how God likes to up the ante sometimes. And I don't know, I don't think he does this all the time, but I was wondering if anybody else has experienced this, where, you know, with Gideon, he kind of took away everybody. So he just goes out and fights this battle with, you know, 350 guys, or Elijah is confronting the male worshipers, and it's not enough just to call down fire from heaven, but he's got to douse the offering with 12 pots of water. And just like John said, I have something hanging over me that God said, and I'm trying to do it. You know, I've got to, I'm just thinking, okay, now's the time, I got to get going. And then it's like the water gets poured out, and you just go, oh, and I'm flared and colitis, and I'm fighting for my life, and that is definitely not a time to be thinking about what God is. It's definitely a shut door. And I start getting better, I start feeling healthy, and I'm like, okay, you know, let's go. And, you know, another time, and I'm flaring again, and sick, and in the hospital, and I just come to the place where I can't do it. I just come to the place where it's too big for me. I didn't know whether I really wanted to share this with you or not. I do consider you my family. But God said that I was going to have another child. I basically got sick. Got the Crohn's colitis when I first was pregnant, and I got worse the second time. So now in this very tenuous place that I am, it's a very scary thing to think about that. You know, God has healed me of other things. He healed my knee. I had a lot of scar tissue in it, and the doctors had cleaned it out once, but it was coming back. And I tell people that he healed my knee, and they just look at me like my mind did it, you know. Or that it would have got better on its own type of thing. You know, when God says something good for you, and people look at you like, you are the luckiest people on earth. You know, you have the best luck. I mean, they won't attribute anything to God. And I think in this case, with Elijah and this offering and the calling down the fire from heaven, apparently, guys, people were used to doing that, because that was totally acceptable to their prophets to do this. So apparently they could do that. But I think that in a rainstorm, when lightning hits a tree, it doesn't light on fire usually. If it's soaking wet, it just doesn't happen. So it was something even beyond just a freak lightning storm. I mean, nobody could say just lightning came down and that's, you know, it just happened. It was something more than that. You would just never see that happen. And they had to say that as God. And so sometimes I think he just kind of ups the ante. If anybody else is dealing with that type of thing, they know God wants to do something in their life, and they just keep getting kind of knocked down. I wonder if something God just wants to show that he's God. And we just have to have faith and know that he's able to do it, and it's not us.